country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And
here we are, back in the woods. Woman and the kids and the dogs and me. And all that other stuff. The shotgun and the four-wheel drive and all that other stuff. And welcome. Thank you for joining the show from wherever you are with your kids, dogs, four-wheel drives, and all that other stuff. And this is the Trump Phenomenon. That's the name of the show. Today is November 14th, 2018. Wow. Getting down to the end of the year. Santa Claus is almost here. And I'll tell you what, speaking of the name of this show, the Trump Phenomenon, I'll tell you what, I'm putting it out there as a tentative thought here. I don't know if I'll change the title up on our host, which is the wonderful Republic Broadcasting System. They're in Round Rock, Texas. I may start referring to this show as the Worldwide Trump Phenomenon. And I'll tell you why. And it comes as a result of my musings after this midterm election has produced this thought in my mind. The Worldwide Trump Phenomenon. I'll get into it right now. Well, after I give you the call-in number, it's 800-313-9443. It's a call-in show. It's live. You can tell from all of the flubs and the spontaneity and shouts from my children and so on. There's no way this could be an edited tape, you say to yourself. Well, you're right. And I love that. I love live radio. I like the thrills, the spills, the sheer terror of being live on the radio, which I've lost long ago. It's funny, you know, after you do radio for when you start getting into, you're not counting years, but you're counting decades, it just becomes so natural. I don't know what I would do without radio, really. I would, if I had to do a day without radio, I do actually. Saturday, I don't have a radio show, and it actually hurts. I actually feel weird on Saturday, and I'm just yearning for Sunday to get here. Because after you've done it for decades, it becomes part of your breathing. So you just love being on radio. You just love talking to all you great folks out there. You can see it happen to all the people who do radio. You can see it happen to Limbaugh and Hannity and all of them. It just gets in their blood. And they never quit. You never hear about a radio host quitting radio. Maybe you have. Maybe someone has. Did Paul Harvey ever quit radio? Is he still doing radio? I think he must be. Who's ever quit doing radio? It gets into your blood and you can't get it out. And you don't want to. Anyway, the Worldwide Trump Phenomenon. Why would I make this reference? Well, I've been treating it this way all along, so there's nothing new here. But there is a kind of a sharpening of the focus. This election, and really what went wrong with this election, caused me to consider the fact that what is the Trump Phenomenon? It's the things that this one man, Donald Trump, has done to show us as Europeans how to save ourselves. That's what it is. But as Europeans, he has shown not just we Americans how to save ourselves. He's shown all Europeans how to save themselves. And there was glimmers of the Trump phenomenon preceded Donald Trump. Viktor Orban, as a political phenomenon in Hungary, arose before Trump. So did Marine Le Pen. So did Matteo Salvini. I'll have to check my timeline on that. But a number of nationalists, as Donald Trump so rightly identified himself this week, appeared before Trump. Trump, however, put the exclamation mark on survival for white folks for all of us, for Salvini, for Le Pen, for Orban. And they've all acknowledged this. I don't know of a single great pro-European leader who has any animosity or any friction with Donald Trump. They all appreciate him for what he is, the titanic figure of sanity among Europeans. That is what he represents. That is what the Trump phenomenon is. Another synonymous, another definition is sanity among Europeans. So I think I'll refer now and then, and maybe start referring to it a lot, the worldwide Trump phenomenon. And here's why the failures of this election caused me to contemplate this. In our country, right here, we may be in for some rough sledding, folks, because we suffered actually quite a defeat in the House of Representatives. And the seriousness of this is very great. The victory in the Senate is being trimmed away as we speak. So we don't know what the Republican majority in the Senate will be. But just to show you the tenuous nature of it, Jeff Flake, this Democrat in Republican clothing, announced today he would oppose any Trump judicial appointments. Oh, thank you, Jeff Flake. Now, he's the guy we thought we had replaced with this great Martha McSally in Arizona. And we were whooping and hollering on November 6th when Martha McSally was had a nice lead over Kyrsten Sinema, this social justice warrior. But now seems plain that, as the days goes by, isn't it funny, folks? As the days go by, as the world turns, every day more Democrat votes seem to appear. And in every race where such things are being reported, it's always Democrat votes that appear. What race is this in this election? Can you cite that were Democrat victories they appeared? And now recounting has shown they are actually Republican victories. I can't think of one. Maybe there is one. I can't think of one. I haven't noticed one. But all across the country, California, Florida, Arizona, coast to coast, strange phenomenon, strange stirrings. Democrat votes seem to grow out of the woodwork. So Sinema looks like she is now, we know the Democrats cheat. We know that they commit election fraud, voter fraud, constantly, everywhere they are. It's in their blood. And we'll talk about this a little bit. But what in this titanic battle that we find ourselves in, which we were born into, it's a battle between what? Good and evil. And Donald Trump is a great champion of the good on earth. All over the earth, for all Europeans and for everybody on earth, actually, even the non-Europeans. But why do I say I know they cheat all the time? Because the Democrat Party has become, the polarization grows day by day. It's the party of evil. And evil has no cheating on anything, committing any crime. And why does evil commit crimes? Do they need a reason? That's actually what evil is, folks. Evil is not good people who, because they have a reason for committing a crime, they are tempted into committing a crime, which they really don't want to do, but they're tempted into committing a crime for some gain. So these good people commit crimes. No, that's not what evil is. Evil is a creature, a being who does harm because they enjoy it. Destroys because they enjoy it. Does evil for the sake of evil. That's what evil is. That's why it's so baffling to good people like you. You find it hard, because you're innately good. You don't get it. We've all had that experience. You know, somewhere on the school playground, we had our first brush with this, because we all grew up in good homes with a loving mother and a loving father. And I'm generalizing, of course. So we didn't see evil up close. But then there was always that moment out. I'll give you my example. It's got a little bit graphic. I apologize. And I recovered from it. I have fathered since then. So the worst did not happen. But this happened to me in high school. I was dribbling a basketball during phys ed. And there was a guy in front of me, one of the school bad boys, and, you know, with a bad reputation. And so, and I didn't know him personally. I just knew his reputation and so on. He's right in front of me, and I'm dribbling the ball in front of him. Now, the normal strategy for a normal person, of course, is to try to get the ball away from me with his left hand or his right hand, maneuver around me, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and, or try to block me from shooting or moving. Okay. That's not what he did. I'm standing there right in front of him. I'm dribbling. I've got my legs spread in front of him. I know you may know where this is going, folks. And I'm looking up at the basket, lining up a shot, so my attention is not on this guy. At least not on his legs. And he rears back with his right leg and kicks me as hard as he can in the nuts. And I went down like a sack of potatoes in absolute agony. I didn't throw up, but I was trying to. And I'm on the ground. I can't even get up. I can't even move. The pain is so bad. I drag myself over to a bench, and I for the rest of the day, I'm limping around campus. And you know, it took me. That was my. Why did that guy do that to me? He doesn't even know me. Why? He's evil. He was an evil guy. He probably went on to a life of crime. He probably beat people up. He probably beat his wife up, probably, abused everyone around him. But he did that because he could and because he laughed. Oh, as I went to the ground, he was laughing. So that was my introduction to evil, one of my introductions. But we're seeing more of it now, of course, as adults. We're seeing evil constantly. And it's all in the news everywhere, et cetera, et cetera. Let me connect these dots. How much am I connecting here? The Trump phenomenon hit a bump in the road on November 6th, losing the House of Representatives, not gaining much, it appears now, in the Senate. And I'm going to add the word worldwide to Trump phenomenon so that we can focus on the Trump phenomenon all around the world. In some places, it's doing better than others. And I'm hoping you can count on it, that where the Trump phenomenon, that is sanity among white folks, breaks into the open, an inspiration for all other nations as they pursue nationalism. So is it, he right now has, in fact, Trump. How about President Duda of Poland? Poland is ahead of America right now. Is it the Slovenes? Is it the Visegrad nations, those nations of Central, which appear, those peoples and their governments, and of course, the fact that the peoples get it, the government gets it. They are ahead of us. So I'm going to cover them more extensively. There'll be a more regular feature on this show where we're going to be one of the best informed. Let's set ourselves a target here. I want our audience, you guys out there, to be the best informed audience in America on how those nationalistic, patriotic of Central Europe are doing. Also Matteo Salvini in Italy, of course. Marine Le Pen in France. So I'm going to keep a scorecard here keep our names up, so that we are doing a better job than anybody of tracking how our cause is doing. And I like to name the Trump phenomenon because that's what it is. You know, you associate certain things with certain people. You know, there's Keynesian economics, you know, associated with John Maynard Keynes. So you could summarize the whole wrongheaded approach as Keynesian economics. And this Trumpian philosophy, it is the Trump phenomenon. It applies to all these people. Trump being the great figure, the leader, the champion, the preeminent advocate, he deserves the name. So there we go. Now I'm going to, let's see, I'm looking for George is there in Texas. If anyone else wants to call in, 800-313-9443. Let's see, what kind of news do we have here? Here's a story. Gallup has done a poll among Central Americans. One-third, this is Gallup. We're going to be talking about some polling. We talked about the Pew Research Center yesterday and their polling of how we, and I'm concerned mostly about how we did, but also other people's, how we voted in our own election. And some of that voting I would call whiteicide. We call it whiteicidal thinking. I'm trying to come up with a term for white people who are committing Harry Caray or suicide. And I'll call it whiteicide. See if that catches that terminology. Those college educated women who voted, what was their ratio? College women, they voted 3-2, a ratio of 3 women voting Democrat. College white women, 3 of them voted Democrat for every 2 who voted Republican. Now, we're not going to get from here to there with that. That's got to change, or, you know, but side. Killing yourself, destroying yourself, jumping over the cliff like a lemming yourself. So let's go to the Gallup poll. They did a poll in Central America, and they found out that 1/3 of all of the people in Central America want to join the caravans. So Panama, El Salvador, Belize, Honduras, Guatemala. What did I leave out there? Nicaragua. Did I leave one out? Costa Rica. Slightly different population in Costa Rica. But anyway, the whole of Central America. Essentially, they want to come here. And the Demon Rat Party would welcome them all. What's the chant of Ocasio-Cortez's people? Tell me if I get her name right. Out in the street, it's, I'm trying to remember that chant. What is it? No, so help me, one of you callers can help me out. I'm not remembering it properly maybe, but it's like, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. No wall, no USA at all. Borders, no wall, no USA. At all. And you see white people chanting that. College white. They're nuts. They are nuts. They have their minds. Whiteicide. No borders, no wall. The USA at all. I mean, can you imagine being in a crowd chanting that? All right, let's go to George. Thank you for waiting there. So that's one of 3 adults in Central America want to come to the U.S. In the caravan. And then also points out that their birth rate is way above ours. Ours is birth rate. Theirs is very positive. So very shortly overwhelm us. Let's go to our theme about yesterday, and hang on, George, I'm going to, well, let's go to you. Let's go to George right now rather than keep you waiting. George, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, the thing is, as Caucasians, we got to get our birth rate up. I'm talking seriously. Because, like I say, the Latinos, everybody's outpacing us on birth rates. That's a real concern.
Okay. Yes, we can make a list. We can make a list. You're right about that, George. We can make a list of things we gotta do, okay? We'll come back to the gotta do list right after this break. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
There's something happening here. But what it is,
this ain't exactly clear. We're back, folks.
There's a man with a gun over there.
And George, you mentioned that we've got to get our birth rate up. And I'm just going to go. There are a list of goddess that we have to do. And, you know, everybody knows what everybody else has got to do. Yes, we got to get our birth rate up. We're not doing it. And, you know, the ways in which that can be done, you know, there's a lot of obvious ways we can do that. But kind of backing up, George, I want to back up just a little bit here to the biggest gotta of all. That is one that applies whether we, let's say we fail to get our birth rate up, which we very well may do. We still gotta survive, even with a low birth rate. So how do we do that? Now, that's what I'm asking in the question here. That is the question that the Worldwide Trump Phenomenon Show asks. So let me throw another question out there, and I don't know the answer to this. And if we can get help from our audience, any of you out there that speak Hungarian or speak Polish or Slovakian or Slovenian or Czech, you can help us out.
I speak a little bit of Russian.
Well, okay, close, but no cigar. You could look this up, though, in Russia. You could look this up as well. Here's the question. How do women vote? In the nations I just named, how are our ladies voting? Do they vote for whiteicide? Do they vote as American college women just voted to terminate us? Do Do we have the same problem among our beautiful and wonderful ladies that we love so much in Budapest and Warsaw, in Ljubljana? Do we have this same problem in Prague? And here's what I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed as I say this. I'm hoping that the Patriot ladies of Hungary and Poland, I'll use the two biggest examples, vote patriotically. I mean, in large numbers, comparable to the men. It would be the most wonderful. It would be if they vote more patriotically than the men. That would be, I mean, I'd just cry. I'd fall on my knees and cry if I found that out. But if they vote comparably to the men, I don't have the answer to that question. I know this, that in Hungary and Poland, the Patriots are winning big. The women must be voting. Certainly a majority of the women must be voting patriotically, because the wins for a party like Fidesz in Hungary is so huge that, they get two-thirds of the vote. And the Jobbik party, which is also patriotic, gets 29% of the vote. So everybody in Hungary is voting patriotic, almost everybody.
Even in Russia, I know quite a few ladies in Russia, and, the thing is, all of them voted for Vladimir Putin, because you want to know why? Because he's masculine. I mean, they got a different different culture, different society there.
Well, here's what I'm hoping. Hang on, George. I don't want to sound, I'll repeat what I said yesterday in case somebody's new and didn't hear it last night. I love ladies. I love women. I've devoted my whole life to them. I've never devoted my life to some other guy or some buddy. Okay. I've spent my life working, slaving, doing everything I do to impress the ladies and to do, to be appreciated by wife, daughter, or a friend who happens to be a lady, or my mother. So no misogyny here for Kelso. Quite the opposite. So the question is this: is the bad voting by America's college women, is it environmental, or is it genetic?
I could tell you what it is.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, back when they made a woman's suffrage the law, that was funded by the robber barons, because originally only the men can vote, and landowners predominantly, because the man was considered the head of the house, who can work in the interest of the family.
Yes,
it was
for
a biblical
all
thing.
Yes, the only I think that the ladies. Some of you historians who are sharper than I am. I think the only instance we have of the ladies voting in any kind of ancient times, I believe, was Viking women. I believe Viking women were able to vote in the ting, the thing, the all thing. For almost all of white history, European history, men alone had the vote. And that is exactly how America was set up. I believe the vote was limited. What was it? White men of
landowners.
White, yeah. But it was very restricted. Not very restricted, but it was set up that way.
It was set up for the people who had a stake in it.
My question, George, is not too much the history of the 19th Amendment or women's suffrage or that. My question is, have our ladies been brainwashed, or is there some other problem? We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plane.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You ain't no head, I'm just one.
We're back, folks.
Can't get no respect.
And the question we're asking, we've been joined by Wayne in Texas. Wayne, we'll get you in a moment. Let's hope. Well, what Kelso's hoping here, I don't want to dwell on how our white women voted in the just completed midterm elections, voter fraud and all that we all had to weather. But just to repeat the numbers for you, for you folks out there that did the best, you are non-college men. You voted better than 2-1 for Republicans, which meant for Trump. Better than 2-1. Hold your heads high.
Hang on, George.
I'm going through numbers, so I don't want to chop them up. Better than 2-1, 66% to 32. You non-college women out there, you did okay. You voted 56% for Republicans and 42% for Democrats. So most non-college women have their heads screwed on straight. But now let's go to the bad part of the deal here. College men, not so good. You voted 50% for Republicans, 47% for Democrats. That's not going to cut the mustard, college men. But then the college ladies, oh God, what happened? 39% voted for Republicans and 59% voted for Democrats. Now, folks, I don't know it's important to find out what's the percentage of college women to non-college women and men both. I don't know what it is. I'm guessing it's about pretty close to 1-1 or maybe 2-1 in favor of non-college men and women. Something, let's find out what that number is. But what that indicates, folks, is that college is a brainwashing. It's working better on the ladies than on the men. And it's really, really serious. And by the way, think about it. Who has power? Is it the kids who graduated from college? You know, they're not working harder, probably working. Who has the attorneys, doctors, engineers? People have college degrees. They can't even apply for their without degrees. Some of them, like just to teach at primary school, they want you to have a master's degree. Think of the days a spinster or a young woman would teach a one-room schoolhouse with 6 grades in it with no degree, but she was good at reading and writing and arithmetic, and she teach kids well.
I got one more qualification of those one-room teachers. Also, they had to be morally above reproach. Today, you got teachers dancing for tips at the local topless bar and teaching during the day.
Okay, all right. But, all right, that's another dynamic. That's another dimension to the whole thing. I'm keeping it simple. George, I like to follow the KISS formula. Keep it simple, stupid, and stupid is me. Keep it simple, stupid, so I can focus, so I can control. Powerful, they're big. And when I say demography is destiny, the numbers matter hugely. So these two nations praised and others, Hungary and Poland, they're, I don't know what the current percentage is, but I'm sure it's above 5 Hungarian or Poland. And that's, of course, those are Poles and white Hungarians. Such thing as Bulgarians or yellow Poles, they don't have that silly notion that once you get into, you're automatically a Pole. The numbers of various countries are still, I like the national anthem. I just found out what it is. The national anthem of Poland is, listen to this, folks, and we'll talk about it more in future shows. It's called Poland is Not Yet Lost. I think I learned how to say that in Polish. And I'll get maybe my daughter to play it on the piano or something for me. I can play it on the piano too. It starts out, Poland has not yet died so long as we still live. What the foreign power has seized from us, we shall recapture. It adds with a saber. March, Dabrowski. To Poland, from the Italian land, under your command, we shall rejoin the nation. We'll cross the Vistula. We'll cross the Warta. We shall be Polish. To save this homeland, the German nor the Muscovite will settle when, with a backsword in hand, Concord will be everybody's watchword, and so will be our fatherland. It's English translation, of course. But anyway, I like that. Poland is not yet lost. And I'd like to say America is not yet lost. Hungary is definitely not yet lost. They have reached a good point where they are conscious of who they are. They are determined to remain Poland and Hungary. And that's what we're struggling to do here in America. We have this handicap, which this election pointed out, which is that a very big percentage of our population is not us. And I am sure that Donald Trump understands that. And I'm sure he shares the sentiments of Viktor Orban and President Duda. Let's look up these leaders here. Let's start to get familiar with these names and remember them, starting with me. The president, I'll confuse presidents and prime ministers for quite a while before I get it nailed down. The prime minister of the Czech Republic is Andrej Babiš, B-A-B-I-S, Andrej Babiš. He gets it. He's part of the Trump phenomenon. That's the Czech Republic. In Poland, the president is, get to him here, Andrzej Duda. And his position is, he is the president of Poland, the sixth president of Poland, Andrzej Duda. And then we have Viktor Orban. He is the 56th prime minister of Hungary. And his name, of course, is Viktor Orban. These three guys get it. Trump gets it. And we're going to add to list Marine Le Pen. Let's get a lady in there. She is wonderful. And by the way, she gets it better than her dad, Jean-Marie Le Pen, who was kicked out of the National Party, the Front National, the National Front. He was kicked out. Their new name is the Rassemblement National, which means the national rally. Marine kicked her own dad out of the party because he wouldn't knock it off on the Nazi stuff. Jean-Marie Le Pen was terminating the chances of the Front National, which I believe he was one of the founders of it, because he couldn't get off the Hitler thing. And Marine Le Pen, his daughter, wiser, smarter, and I say more responsible than her dad, said, "Dad, forget it. Forget about it." And not just fake in a fake way. Like, oh, yeah, you got to cover it up. You just got to be quiet. No, you can't. And I said this about Trump. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. Hitler, Trump, you can't have both. You want to go Hitler? Go over that way. Trump, it's over this way. And for all the true nationalist parties, for all the true nationalists, Polish, you think the Poles have fond memories of Hitler? I think you were absent today. They covered World War II. And you, go ahead, George.
Well, you know, yes? It'd be nice to have Nigel Farage as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, because I tell you, Marie, Prime Minister May, she ain't doing squat.
Yes, Theresa May is an absolute catastrophe, and the Brexit was this beautiful expression of the Trump phenomenon, and Donald Trump was very much aligned with and in synchronization with the Brexit vote, which was, I think it was in about like June of 2016. Donald Trump was there, I think, the day before the Brexit vote at his golf course in Scotland. It was a wonderful moment. We covered it on this show. We shared the excitement as the British people, with their heads screwed on straight, who wondered, Britain must remain British. That's what Brexit's all about, and not be invaded by this horde that the European Union globalists, and Donald Trump made that distinction so clearly. And notice that all the talking heads on your TV are out of their minds. They're Joe Scarborough is having an epileptic fit on the stage with his girlfriend. Try to remember her name, Brzezinski, Mika Brzezinski. He's having a nervous breakdown when Donald Trump says, "I'm not a globalist, I'm a nationalist." And we've got to keep that word. Us white folks have got to hang on to that word, and we've got to make sure that the Hitler guys don't wreck it. Let that sink in, folks.
I'm going to let you make room for the Texas call, other Texas caller.
Okay, George, thank you, my friend. And let's go to Wayne in Texas. Hi, Wayne.
James, good show this evening.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to touch base on a couple things here, and I think you're on the right track in two instances here. Number one, talking about the way the women voted, here's my take on it. And the Kavanaugh confirmation kind of gave us a big clue here. I know a lot of women, I know the women in my family and a lot of other folks I know, they knew right away it was a fraud. This Blasey Ford was a fraud. and that Kavanaugh, you know, had not done the things that they suspected. And, you know, because these women are grounded, they know what's going on, they've raised families, they really see things as they really are. Now, on the other side, you had women who don't know who they are. And so what they do, they lap up all the propaganda in the commercials, TV shows, about the superiority of women. Well, men are dolts, they're useless. And if women say something, then it's got to be believed, because why would a woman lie? And so that's why they lapped up the, you know, the Swetnick, the Ramirez, and Blasey Ford's testimony, thinking, sure, you know, Kavanaugh must have been guilty. What's happened is these women are so propagandized now that it went over into the vote, where they saw where, you know, the Democrats talk about all this lovey-dovey and everything's, you know, warm and fuzzies and all that, but they don't know how, but they don't talk about the realities of how certain situations are affecting the country. And one big one here is this caravan. Now, a lot of these women that probably voted Democrat are all worried about the women in this caravan, and now we come to find out that the caravan's comprised of 90% men. It looked like they're possibly some good MS-13 recruits and who knows what else. So that's what it boils down to when it comes to some of these women voters, that, you know, they may be college educated, but they're not wise in the world, and they don't realize what's being pulled over on them right now.
Well, let me give you another yes, Wayne, good thoughts. I like them very much. And let me give you another optimistic thought, or hopeful thought. Years ago, while doing this show, I was trying to whistle my way past the graveyard and to convince myself that women vote just as well as men in terms of, you know, voting in a pro-survival way for our people. So I went back and looked at the gender breakdowns on elections, going back as far as that was done. And I don't think gender breakdowns, I think they started around the time of Truman. And there are, so I went through the election, Nixon versus Kennedy. Women voted pretty well. Eisenhower versus Stevenson, women voted pretty well. You know, and I went through the elections. So that was very encouraging to me, is that this gap between the gender gap between a woman vote and a man vote wasn't so bad in these earlier decades. But something's gone wrong here in the last 20 years or whatever a number you want to give it. Very recently, something has gone seriously wrong, so that we have this great gap opening between women and men, especially college women and also college men. College is just turning out to be a really toxic experience. So that's one of the areas. George said, you know, we gotta reproduce. That's one of the goddess we can do. Another thing, Wayne, and you know, we're open for suggestions. We gotta fix this college problem. I don't even know where to start. I mean, kind of a shut them down might be a start, but we gotta fix this. And you know, this is verified by all the survey data, shows that among college faculties, incredible numbers, like 98% of the political donations from the faculty, because they have to list their employer with the FEC. Over $100, 98% of the donations are from Democrats, meaning they're from Democrats. It means the faculties at our schools are entirely Democratic, are entirely liberal, entirely left wing. How the hell did that happen?
Good question there. My
Yeah, go ahead.
My thoughts are that, number one, social media has a big influence in a lot of these girls' lives. You see the young teenage girls and some of the other ones, boy, they've always got that, and they're always looking down at that phone, texting or whatever, and, you know, probably lapping up some of that liberal stuff there. You have the liberal professors that have poisoned their minds in the college years. And you think about it, a lot of them work the type of jobs on computers and all that. They're kind of almost robotic. They're not really, their pay may not be so much as to how they think and how they reason and what they do to be for problem solving. The computers and the you know, upper management do all the thinking for them. All they're doing is plugging in information and not doing a whole lot of thinking on their own. So that's why they make perfect foils for the Democratic Party and some of the crap that they spew, because you know, these a lot of people, and then young men too, a lot of them are working jobs where they can't rely on their instincts.
Wayne, you and I, you ever see those pictures of the guys that walk over the coals? You know, they walk down that row of hot burning coals. Well, you and I and all the rest of the guys on the show, we're walking down those red hot coals, Wayne. We got to walk really carefully. Because when you, I can see the women out in the audience, and I, my apologies from me and from Wayne, folks. I assure you, I
have James, enjoyed. James, I'll tell you, I don't care. Yeah. You know,
no, but hang on, Wayne.
You know, I'm not going to wring my hands about what a woman thinks about my thoughts. I mean, it's, I'm just telling the truth.
Oh yeah, I don't. No,
I've been in business 30 years on my own. I get up every day and I have to think hard to make a living. And I'm sure there's a lot of great women out there that're doing the same thing. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the very people, the very young ladies that voted Democratic, and they probably would never listen to the show.
Now hang on. I love what you're saying, and I'm not trying to apologize for you. We'll be right, the great Wayne from Texas, in just a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I love these phone calls from Wayne in Texas. Wayne, you're a very, very smart guy, and I love what you have to say. And we only have this one segment left, so I want to just kind of round out with a thought here. I'm sure you'll concur with it. And that is that, folks, I love our people. And if you think about it, I'm a very biologically thinking kind of guy. I really, really love science, which I think is the crowning achievement of our people. We invented science, by the way. You and your ancestors out there, folks, all you Europeans, you invented all of science. You invented scientific thinking, the scientific method. And we are the only people who have ever lived by precepts of science. Now, that science tells us that, you know, we are, our ladies are, they are us. We know about genetics. We know about chromosomes. We know how close each of us came to being either a male or a female. And we know that we are identical sisters. But if I had any sisters, I know they would be genetic copies of me, except for just a little tweak by Mother Nature in those chromosomes that causes them to express all of that European ancestry as women. And with wonderful traits that were very, very survival, you know, back in the cave, back in the Ice Ages, which were coming back, I guess. But it made sense for the women, for genetically, to be a little more worried about whether the children were warm, to be a little more sure of, concerned about whether the men had brought enough firewood into the cave to make it through the winter, to be a little more concerned whether the men had set up a perimeter to keep those marauding other tribes from taking taking them or the children or the firewood. So the and the men, on the other hand, it made sense for nature to have traits wired into us by evolution that caused us to be kind of prone to sticking spears in things, you know, like pigs and you know, elk and other guys. Okay, that was a survival trait. So we were pretty aggressive. That whole alpha male thing, it made sense in the terms of Mother Nature, and we are one people. We are one biological entity. You know, there can never be a friction between men and women in a species that's going to survive. That's just stupid, and the enemy would always want to exploit that. My only concern here, and that's why I say we're walking on coals, Wayne, is that, you know, something I learned in my marriage, the best line for me to use with my wife is, honey, I'm wrong. That's point one. Two, I'm sorry. Three is, I won't do it again, and then close it out with, I love you. That's what works. And sure, you gotta go with what works. And you know, our women need to know we love you. We love you. You are the mothers of us, of our children. You are sisters. We love you. And so when men start talking, so I understand it. You know, if women start talking about what's wrong with men or how we fell down, you know, we men would start getting red in the face, going, "Oh, you got that wrong," you know, and so on. We're not.
Well, yeah, James, you know, perfect example of a caller that is just a beautiful lady that, as far as I can tell, is Dr. Kelly. Talk about intelligent and everything else. I mean, just unbelievable.
She's got it all.
She's like my wife, you know, very intelligent, very strong-willed, and just someone that you know when she says something, you're going to listen.
Dr. Kelly's listening to you say that right now. She's so politely waited. Dr. Kelly, we both love you, and we'll see you all again tomorrow night. We ran out of time. Thanks, Wayne.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.